last time now to check in with the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, who joins us now on the phone with a big weekend coming up, another round of last Friday's Art Walk, River Park concert coming up, and a town board meeting coming up tonight with a number of key items on the agenda. Mayor, thanks for being with us today.
Always glad to be with you on these Mondays, Aaron. And yes, we got lots of things coming up in Hillsborough, and we have a pretty packed board meeting tonight. And I say it's packed. There's quite a number of things on the agenda, although I think most of them are pretty straightforward. They're things that have been in process, and they're coming to us for some action. We will hear from a representative from the Small Business Administration about our eligibility for federal disaster assistance because of Hurricane Florence, and what businesses will be able to apply for that kind of assistance. And that's just good information for us to have. We certainly have some appointments. We'll be doing a proclamation that's coming out of the Solid Waste Advisory Committee about single-use of plastics. Probably the more conversational things are going to be, well, looking at do we set up a newspaper containment area downtown? We've been talking about this for a long time as part of the downtown improvement project, and so that's another little tweak that we could do. Striping a little bit more on King Street, a little bit further west, and people are allowed to park there, but it isn't marked, and so that might encourage people to park and walk a little bit, as well as we're signing an agreement with Go Triangle to continue on with building up our rail station. So, we've got a lot of stuff going on.
So I want to go back just a second. You mentioned a newspaper containment area. What is that?
Well, right now, lots of different businesses have their weekly publications or their real estate publications, mm-hmm. or Daily Tar Heel, for example. Just there's newspaper boxes, and they're spread out all through the downtown. And I think you see this there in Chapel Hill, too, of having a designated spot for the boxes. Actually, we would install some boxes, and they would be available for the various publications to the room that we have room for it. So just try to get that clutter contained a little bit. That's what we're looking at tonight.
All right. So that's one item on the agenda. You mentioned discussing disaster assistance from Hurricane Florence, and we've got Corey Williams from the SBA coming on the air with us tomorrow to talk about that. We've already talked about it a little bit this hour with Dwight Bassett in Chapel Hill. What is the situation in Hillsborough in terms of businesses needing assistance recovering from Florence? How significant has the damage been for businesses?
Well, that is a very good question, and that's one thing that I will certainly want to be asking tonight when we get our briefing. I don't think businesses sustained a terrible amount of damage to their businesses, for example, because of flooding or wind damage. But boy, it really hurt there. Some of them were not able to open. Some of them took a real financial hit because of the hurricane with the power being out and just the fact that everybody was closed down, nobody could go anywhere. So I'm interested in what different people can qualify for. So part of it's the visible damage that, is directly from the hurricane, but the other of it is just the flat-out economic damage of, you go a weekend with no customers. That, for small businesses, that can make a huge difference. And I think it's I really want to encourage people to, if you want to support your businesses and you're on the fence and you're able to do so, go ahead and go out and support your local shops, support your local restaurants and other small businesses, because they really need the support when they lose businesses for a couple of key weekends.
The other item you mentioned was the train station, and I know discussion about the agreement with Go Triangle, the NCDOT, on how to fund that. What should people need to know, or what should people know about that agreement before the meeting happens tonight?
Well, I think it's pretty much straightforward. One thing that has we've expected all along is that the town would be managing the construction. I think we have an arrangement between DOT and Go Triangle, and where the funding is going to come from. That funding for the station, a lot of it is coming out of the sales tax that goes for Orange County as part of the comprehensive transportation plan. It's been on the DOT plan of course, for years. The town has the land. So I think this is much more of a formality about just continuing to move forward. It's time to do so, and we would be looking to authorize the town manager to go ahead and sign the agreement and keep that project moving.
HillsboroughNC.gov is the town's website to get the full agenda and more information on town government. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and I'm going to kind of mention them right at the top of the conversation, but what's happening upcoming in Hillsborough, especially this weekend?
Oh, well, it's a big weekend, and I heard that weather report. We're going to keep our fingers crossed because we certainly would like to have good weather for the next weekend. Big arts weekend coming up, particularly its River Park Concert. River Park Concert is an amazing activity that's been put together by volunteers. We've got Wood Brothers going to be in River Park. That's right downtown, right behind the courthouse. I think four or five bands all together. The Shoal Diggers will be there, and it's free. Starts around noon, goes till early in the evening. The last 2 years, it has been a fabulous concert, and this year looks to be better than ever. So that's really the highlight of the weekend. But before that, there is the last Friday art walk. There's not a band downtown, but there is the art walk, which is always a great activity. That happens all year round in Hillsborough. And especially want to highlight that at the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts will be one of two preview shows for the upcoming Orange County Artists Guild Studio Tour. That's the first two weekends in November. And there's two places that you can go and see of all those 70-some artists that are in the studio tours that's in November. You can go to these spots and see a sample of all the different artists' work. One is at the Frank Gallery in Chapel Hill, and they have a reception on November 1st. But the reception at the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts, which is the other place you can see the sample of artwork, is going to be on the last Friday on the 26th. And so that's a big thing for Hillsborough. We've got a lot of Hillsborough and county artists who are part of that artist guild tour. My gallery is part of that as a working artist here in Orange County. And so you want a really good preview night. Come out to the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts that Friday and see the show for the Art Guild tour, and then lots and lots of music at the River Park Concert. And of course, there's always live music at any number of different establishments in downtown Hillsborough. You can have a really good arts weekend around the next few weeks in this town.
Awesome. Again, if you're listening out there, you want more on the Hillsborough events calendar, visit hillsboroughnc.com is the website for that. And again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.